The 92nd Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. I imagine you see deer near your home pretty regularly. But have you ever wondered why the male's antlers are so large? The same thing is true for many ungulate species or hoofed mammals. Well, in his theory of natural selection, Darwin suggested antler size provides an honest indicator of an animal's health, sexual vigor, and ability to fight. That way, females choosing male ungulates with hefty antlers could ensure fit offspring. In one of the first tests of this ungulate headdress theory, a team of scientists analyzed long-term data on antler size from three territorial populations of European roe deer. They found that antler size was associated with two indicators of the deer's health: age and body mass. Body mass and age are both reliable descriptors of individual quality in most vertebrates and have been shown to affect the ability to fight and the dominance of males. Hence, by choosing their sexual partners on the basis of their large antlers, females may thus ensure that they mate with a high-quality mate, which helps explain why deer put so much blood flow and energy into regrowing their ever-larger rack of antlers prior to every mating season.
The 92nd Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.